officer came, he tried to talk to him, and they just shouted at him. And then the passengers started to take the passengers. One of the passengers just, you know, they put his hands, two guys tried to take him, and he fall. So they went, they find kind of, you know, something to carry him. There was dogs in the ship, very scary dogs that, you know, all the time didn't shut up. And then people, I asked the soldiers that we're not, you know, not, the Turkish organizers asked me not to let a woman go alone. So one woman and one man, you know, so no one will go by himself to the, out to the soldiers. And I asked the woman and the man to make a line. Then we started getting out one by one, being searched. We couldn't take with us, of course, anything, kept our stuff there. They tied our hands, and they take some of us where, you know, there's two open areas on the ship. I was in the upper place. We sit there in the sun maybe for 1 hour or two, I don't know. And there was a helicopter up to our heads. It was like 2 meters up of our heads, and everything just, you know, the air. I cached my glasses because it was so bad, you know. And then we started getting back one by one to the ship. The ship was horrible. Before that, the ship was, you know, there was a lot of blood in the floor, like a pool, you know. So we get back. We saw that they opened, or they make like a small mountain from all the suitcases. It was a big mess. Open suitcases with books, with flags, with, you know, with the blood, with everything. And I saw there was a letters were written by Turkish children. And I saw these letters. We were reading the letters in the same day in the morning that children from Turkey wrote to children from Gaza. And I saw the box fall, and all the letters were in the floor, and the soldiers just walking in the letters. It was a miserable time, really. I just take my seat, and with the sound of the dogs and with the sound of the helicopter just going up of the ship and the soldiers. For hours, you know, we've been holded in this ship. Then, you know, one of us, you know, they didn't allow anyone to go to toilet in the beginning. They said they have, you know, no, we can't go to toilet. We should wait. And later, they allowed, and you go to toilet when the you know, guns in your head. Tens of soldiers, hundreds, I don't know, many soldiers were on the ship. They are, you know, they look, there is different three kinds of soldiers were in the ship. I think there was, you know, I saw one who's really big body with all the faces covered like mask, just walked. I think these people who really they killed in the ship. And then there is another kind of soldiers who wear all of them in black, and you only can see their eyes. And there are soldiers with military clothes, but also the faces is, you know, you can only see the eyes. And I noticed one of the soldiers just moved his hat from his mouth, and the other soldier said to him in Hebrew, "Take care, there is a lot of cameras here, someone can see your face." You know, they were really scared that someone can see their faces. We were there like, you know, from 5 you know, all we sailed like 7 hours to Ashdod, and I know that we arrived Ashdod at 5 o'clock, and we were hauled. I left the ship. We were from 5 o'clock in the evening. I left the ship the next day at 1:40. You know, and then 4 hours we were there. I don't know what reason. We were, you know, under the military. Every 5 military on 2 people. You know, there was many soldiers that be careful that you don't move, don't do anything. From time to time, we ask to toilet, and they will ask you wait, and then you will go with them. Someone will stand in the door. You know, they will follow you until you go back to your seat. Anyone who just try to do something else or just to move from his place, they will just shout at him. And then 5 o'clock, we were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and people started to ask them, especially the internationals, I want you to know one more point, JC.
Mm-hmm.
When we were up to the ship, many people from the internationals didn't tight their hands. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the internationals who are from Europe, I saw my friends from Spain, big group. I saw Dimitri from Greece. I saw Matthias, my colleague from Sweden, and his wife. They didn't tie their hands. And I couldn't stop myself from asking them, why your hands are free?
Uh-huh. Because yours were tied.
Yes, of course, all of us. But the internationals, there was a group of internationals in the ship that their hands were not tied.
Uh-huh.
And this is something that I don't know if anyone spoke about it. They treated the internationals in different ways than the people who came from Arab countries or Muslim countries. And this is a question you should ask the international themselves.
Right.
You know, but they I saw a big group without their hands were free. So I go back to the point we arrived Ashdod, and we were in Ashdod for hours. I was there from 5 o'clock in the evening until the next day, 2 o'clock in the morning. And I didn't lift they were taking like 3 women. Everybody was allowed to take his passport and his money. My bag was in the press room. I was asking them to let me go to the press room to bring my bag, because I had there my passport and my money and my laptop and my everything, but they didn't let me. Until now, I don't have anything on me, not my credit cards, nothing. So they allowed, I was explaining to passengers that, especially to the woman, I cared about the woman, that they only allowed to take their passport and their money with them. So I was, you know, they were like saying 3 women, I was talking to them in Arabic and English, 3 should go. I refused to leave before the woman leave. So before I left, maybe were 2 or 3 women behind me, but this is because the soldier just shouted at me, and just I saw them coming to me to force me to go. I just felt more responsibility because I know the Israeli mind. I see soldiers every day, and I wanted just to, you know, I can deal with them better than the rest of the passengers. So, you know, before we left, at the moment we arrived to Ashdod, and this is another point that I want you to know, they declared in the speaker that actually we arrived to Ashdod and they finished their mission, the army.